Welcome to Shomar Shova on the Daf. We're holding him in Menachos Daf Choftes. And in Amud Aleph, the Gemara tells us, the Gimel Dvorim are Yukoshim Loi LeMoshe. There are three things that Moshe Rabbeinu was very difficult for him to understand, and that is the Menoira, Rosh Chodesh, and Shvatim. And some say also Shechita. Now this is very Negea to Inyona Deyoimah, because this week we're going to be reading in Shul, Pasha Shkolim. And Taisus over here asked the question, the Yerushalmi and Shkolim tells us that also Machtz HaShekel was very difficult for Moshe. Until HaKadosh Baruch Hu showed Moshe Rabbeinu Kemin Madbeya Shalesh, he showed him a coin made out of fire, and that's how Moshe Rabbeinu understood Shkolim. So why is that not mentioned in the list? So Taisus over here says something which is not so clear. He says that there, it wasn't really difficult for him. He didn't know if he wanted to show it to him. What does Taisus mean? So the Shulchan Aruch says a little bit, but Taisus says more clearly in Chulin Daf Mem Beis that Moshe Rabbeinu was not so difficult for him to know how Machtz HaShekel looks like. Ela shetoma ladover, what was bothering him, it was mayuchol odom litim koyfer nafshir. How can a person pay for his kapara in order to rectify a sin? Until HaKadosh Baruch Hu showed him how it works. And understanding what Tosis is saying is the three things that are mentioned over here in the sugya are things that is very hard to comprehend and understand in this world. As the Maharal Chiddush HaGadol here points out, that these three things are yoytze min oilam, they don't belong to this world. Why? Minoira, we know, it's l'malam min oilam. We mentioned in the previous year that minoira is shar chamishim, it's something which is beyond the world. Shratzim, says the Maral, is also rochok mi'oid mi'oid min oilam. Why? Because they're very far away from Adam. As the Maral continues and explains, the Minoira and the Shratzim are two opposites. The Minoira is so far away from the world because it's so high, it's so elevated, it's so spiritual. Shratzim is so low and so tame that it's so far away from the world. You can attach it with draw down in the name of the Rabbi Nachum Mendel Miriminov and the Sefer Menachem Tzion, Pasha Shmini. He says every one of the minim in the world has something to her, which connects it to a higher place. So you have the behemoths, you have some that are Torah, some that are Tomei, the Oifos, the Dogim, but the Shratzim, they're all Tomei. You cannot eat any Sheretz. So that's why it's so removed from this world. And the Ra'al continues, it says that a Chodesh Zalachem, the idea of Chiddush, of renewal, also doesn't belong to this world. And as we mentioned in previous Shurim, the idea of Kiddush HaChodesh is that we're bringing something that has to do with new. There's a chiddush, there's a new birth. And that's something that when you look at the world in general, you don't see it. The world is going in the mahalach of shana, loshan shayne, loshan yashan. Things are just continuing, and there's no chiddush. And the Maral goes on to say that shechita, the reason Mandoma holds shechita, is also something which we're not yet to learn, is because it's something which is mevatel mitzius, it stops the reality of the world. So whatever doesn't belong to this world is something that, the way the process is something that doesn't belong to the world, there was supposed to be a show, because Shmuel showed Moshe Rabbeinu what it is. But Shkolim is different. Why is Shkolim different? So if Tzadik HaKoyen explains in his Sfarim, both in the Pritzadik and Shkolim Oysalif, and the Kutia Ma'amarim Oysted Zain. So what is Shkolim coming for? Shkolim is coming to be Koifer Nefesh. It's coming to be Mechaper on the Nefesh. The Nefesh is Davar Ruchni. The Kaparo, rectify a sin, something that belongs to something more spiritual. Money is the most physical element in the world. How can money, which is the what moves the world, what shakes the world, what's the physical element of the materialistic world, how can that connect to kapara la-nefesh? Or something someone else explains in the Machshavas Choros Od Zayin that the main tool that Yetzer Hara uses in this world is money. That's how he comes and influences people. But the idea is, and this is what was shown to Moshe Rabbeinu, was that even with money, with shkolim, you can connect to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And Adarabba, the Ikar Avodah in this world is to take the material, to take the money which represents all the materialistic items of this world and bring that to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And that's why HaKadosh Baruch Hu showed Moshe Rabbeinu Kemin Madbeya Shel Eish. What's Madbeya Shel Eish? So my Rebbe Moshe Shapir, that's how I used to explain. Fire is whatever goes into fire becomes part of the fire. Whatever is consumed by the fire becomes fire itself. In this world, we have a fire that connects the whole world to one, HaKadosh Baruch Hu. It says by Avraham Avinu that he saw Bira Derlekes. He saw a house on fire. Why fire? Because everything connects through fire. He came showing that even the money, even the coin, could be connected through fire. The mammon of the Adam, it brings Gilui Hashem. That's why tzaddikim, chavivim, mamoinim, yoyser migufam, they want to use the material of this world to connect our HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And Rabbi Tzadik adds in the pre-tzaddik that everything, in anything in the world, has in it a nekuda ruchnis. Sometimes we don't see it, but we should know there's a nekuda ruchnis over there. That's why it says by Mitzrayim that they made it kemitzulu shein badogim. They took away all the spiritual aspects of Mitzrayim. That's the medbeya shaleish that was shown to Moshe Rabbeinu. So it comes out, this is the chiluk between the three things that are mentioned here in our Gemara on medbeya shaleish. The three things is the item itself. This thing doesn't belong to this world. Matbea Adira belongs to the world. The Shaykh is how the Matbea connects to Ruchni. It's a whole different thing. We'll just end the Zoyar and Chalak Beis, Daf Kuv Nun Zayin Amud Beis, brings a remez to the things that Rizkasha Moshe Rabbeinu. It is the Rosh Hatevus of his name. Mem Shinei. Mem is Minoiro. The Hei is Hachoytesh Azalachem. And what is Shin? The Zoyar says Shkolim. So Mashra here, Minoyru Shkolim and Achoydesh, not Shvotzim. But I saw that Rav Nachman Mendel Miriminov, his Girsa in the Zohar is Minoyru Shvotzim Achoydesh. And based on what we just learned, that these three things are different than Shkolim, after that's the correct Girsa in the Sefer HaZohar. Anyone who wants to join or sponsor the Shom Achshava Shehurim, please email shomachshava@gmail.com.